The Republic Broadcasting Network.
Well, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you be in the world. This is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II with the Ralph Winterroad Show, coming to you live out of Alaska. And I'm going to talk about two really important things. One that affects everybody, about the state income tax and federal income tax nonsense. I'm working on getting to the bottom of it. And I can unequivocally tell you it is all voluntarily, which we already knew that. But you got to prove it. And I'm going to be talking about this the first hour. And the second hour, or whenever I get to it, I never want to make things I'm going to try to get to Dave Gladden, because we've got another interesting thing that affects pilots. Because they use this personality disorder nonsense with overt acts against the pilots on their medical certificate, and we've flushed them out finally, that they're using civil issues, civil cases, which has nothing to do with medical. And what I did, when I say I'm working with Dave, just a researcher, it's his stuff. So whenever I say that, it's not me doing it, it's him, something that I've seen a lot. And it took me a while to find it, and I found some cases in New Jersey. How can the government, an agency, which we know now that these agencies, when they show up in the United States District Court, not the District Court of the United States, and I've got to confirm this again, but I've not found where the District Court of the United States was ever repealed in 1948, but I'm not going to stick my neck out as far as to say that that's absolutely true. I've got to go back, but I haven't found it, but I'm going to cross-check it. The constitutional side of that court still exists. And that's what we filed into. But anyway, the issue is, how can a attorney general, So one of these U.S. Attorney General yahoos get around and represent the FAA, which is a government entity, and they appear in a lot of different names, but one thing that they always come under, you'll find IRS, and that is United States of America, which is a sovereign body politic. Now, isn't that just damn special? These agencies show up as United States of America, and I've got about 113 or something like that cases in the complaints where they say it is a sovereign body politic that started after 1913. Isn't that amazing? As soon as the several states lost their standing, having the legislatures put in the senators of the United States, all of a sudden we have United States of America show up. And I've got this documented. This is no longer supposition. It's a flat-out provable fact. And I got about, a lot of these cases, these complaints, I can't get them because they're older, but in Pacer, but I can get the in the trial documents out of Westlaw, and I have the case numbers to prove it. The DOJ is representing the United States of America. Really? I thought we had a government of the United States within the several states. So that's a major issue. But anyway, with this is how the FAA, like in Gladys' case, and I'm going to get back to this IRS and federal state, where we are going to bust the state income to federal income tax. Title 26, they use a little parts of it. It is irrelevant for the most of the part. Isn't that amazing? Those definitions, they just ignore them because they're not using them. And we got that out of Rappert's case up there when the state of Minnesota covered. The term definitions are irrelevant, and they're true. And it's based on your gross income. And it's irrelevant. The rest of it they don't use because it's all contract law. I don't know how it can be a contract because I didn't sign up for it, but they're signing us up for it, so we're going to get to the bottom of this. I guarantee you, I'm tracking it back and going through the legislative history, which I'm going to get to in just a minute, but I want to lay the just of what's going to happen with Gladys, too, is how can the psychiatrist that have a DSM book, which is their Bible, DSM-5, their Bible, says thou shalt not use civil cases and stuff in psychiatry to determine a medical issue. They're using a traffic citation, filing a civil case. What is medical about that unless you're wacko? I can't say this, can't make it up or whatever. This stuff is just, it just shocks the conscience. It is so out of basic common sense. It is so evil. And in Gladden's case, these guys are going up against the judge, and so far the judge has been going with us. These guys are they're used to just getting their own way. They've never had anybody really take them on and call them out, I guess. We've already dealt with them in Gladden's case in the Ninth Circuit twice and the National NTSB administrative frickin' nonsense. And these guys, they just make it up as they go. And they're real good at maneuvering all on procedure and jurisdictional stuff. They never want to get to the facts. So anyway, we're going to talk about that next hour, what's going on with that. Because how can all of these guys all be in agreement and not have a conflict of interest? An entity, a fiction, along with people in their individual and official capacities. It's an impossible. How can a decision of a psychiatrist be the same as the FAA? Does it have somebody signing off that it's in agreement with the DSM, psychiatry? I don't think so. It's so illogical, and they've been getting away with it for, oh, God, it's just amazing when you start watching these cases where they have the DOJ or representing an entity and the employees. It's basic logic. They can't do this stuff. But they do it. I got to quit saying they can't do it. They do it until they get caught. We call them out. Getting back now to this state income tax and federal income tax. I've got it several places now. It is irrelevant what type of tax. There are five subtitles in Title 26. And they say it is irrelevant. Subtitle A is individual income tax. Of course, we already know if you've listened to the show, individual is as crazy as dog means cat. Because anytime you use the word means, it's exclusive use. You are giving a whole brand new definition to a common usage word. And people can't seem to get this through to understand. God, you can have so much fun in traffic even just to learn about this. You go into the traffic court and you get a cop up there and say, sir, have you been trained? Are you competent and been trained to write the this citation? After you enter the citation, is this your, is that your signature? You establish the citation. Is that your signature? Did you understand all of the issues or the terms that's on that citation? And have you been trained to issue this? And then you go after the terms. But you have to use the word the understanding to get around the judge trying to interfere with you. You can't put the thing is. What is your understanding of a motor vehicle here? Well, sir, I have a definition. Do you have any idea or do you have any understanding what a term is, sir? You testified you've been trained on this traffic citation. Yes or no? Oh, God, you could just, you could have so much fun twisting these cops up or whatever. And I'm not against the police. Don't give me that. We have to have cops. Yeah, there's a few out there that got their hands dirty, but so what? A lot of them, because they're actually police and they're actually not peace officers, they're under the control of the mayor and the unions. So you get in these towns like Baltimore and they say, stand down, what's it? Burn, baby, burn. What do we blame, the cops, or who do we blame? Well, you blame the Democrats, first of all. Then you blame, they want all the black people in there. Okay, well, now you got all the black people, you got them all Democrats. Now what the hell's your problem? But you want to holler racist all the time. Okay, so now what's your problem? Oh, we got gun laws. Chicago, they just shoot each other. Who's shooting most people? The blacks. We're shooting blacks. Where's Black Lives Matter? And this stuff is, I don't know what to say. It's so illogical. Anyways, getting back to this tax issue. So they just go into income tax. It is irrelevant. Subtitle A is individual income tax. That's for citizens of the United States or aliens over here. That's 5 U.S.C. 552A, A2. That's a definition of means. 5 U.S.C. 552A. So it's a citizen of the United States or an alien. Do you really suppose that our republic was formed by citizens of the United States or aliens lawfully admitted? You think? Logic says we got a problem here already, don't we? Subtitle B, estates and gifts. And of course we got it in Title 31. When you're gifting it, you can get around and all federal income tax is a gift. Well, I didn't realize I wanted to give my money away at the point of a rifle or them taking my stuff. Subtitle C, this is the killer. I've wondered about this for a long time, but I didn't know why. Now I know why. Why is subtitle C, which has to do with wages and employers, though? It has to do with employers. Why is there no notice of deficiency for subtitle C? It says so in the code. Title 26, it says so. There is no notice of deficiency for subtitle C. Wages under employers. Got to be a reason for that. Then we got subtitle D, which is excise taxes on some stuff, which is like embedded liquor tax stuff that you get. There's an excise tax for what the government gets before you see it, and then there's any other taxes that they add on after the fact. And then, of course, there's subtitle E, which is alcohol, firearms, and tobacco. Well, of course, we don't need to worry about that because probably not many of us are making alcohol or firearms or none of that type of stuff. But I never could. I file all these things away because I know there's a reason for it. Because, see, the definition of deficiency says, this is in 26 U.S.C. 6211. Deficiency, definition of deficiency. It's a definition. In the purposes of this title, now this is Title 26, see. Income, estate, gift taxes imposed by subtitles A and B, and excise taxes imposed by chapters 41, 42, 43, and 44. Well, 41 is public charities, 42 is private foundations, 43 is qualified pension, blah, blah, and 44 is qualified investment. So it's nonsense. The term deficiency means the tax imposed by subtitle A and B or these four chapters. There's no subtitle C, wages. We all think we have wages and salaries. That's what they tell us. God, they can't be wrong, could they? Could they be lying to us again? Is that possible? Oh, you better believe it. This is one slick. Got it? You have to give credit to the people, the principalities of evil that came up with this. This is one very slick twin speaking. And the thing is, some of these federales know this stuff. And that gal that wrote the brief, the new one that they got up there in Rappert's case, knows what's going on because she wrote it right. We brought up all the terms in Rappert's case. They're irrelevant. Taxpayer is irrelevant. It doesn't mean anything. And the judge tried to soft pedal. Oh, well, you don't have to file. Because, you see, you have to have a federal income tax calculation before you can do a state. Oh, well, he said, you don't have to file it. Just figure it out. But then when you figure it out, wouldn't you have to use the terms? Actually, no. If you're a citizen of the United States. If you want to set it in that fictional world, because you've got no rights, no remedies. Courts have said that over and over and over again. If you want to join that world, there's no domicile for a citizen of the United States. Actually, it's supposed to remain dormant. It's supposed to be against the, just like the 13th Amendment, actually, don't have anything to do with white folk. It's all against black folk. Yeah. Now, they got to fix that, but they didn't want to do that. It's all against black folk. 14th. 15th. This is all against nonsense. Now, some of that can apply to the white folk. Because we know that if you go to 42 U.S.C. 1982, it says, oh, we can have the same rights as white citizens. Do you think it might not be used for white people? You think? 14th Stat 27, 1866. Memorialized in the 14th, that was the beginning of the overthrow of our republic with us signing up for it. And then, of course, in 1870, they said, you know, you black folk, we got around and naturalized you guys. But we didn't want to do that in 1866. We didn't know how to do it back then. 4 years earlier. Isn't that amazing? I highly recommend looking at Esau in the Bible. He sold his birthright for a bowl of porridge, his lentil beans, his property, and his lineage rights were all gone out the window. When you sign up for this fictional status, we do not know who we are because we've been lied to. But anyway, getting back to this title, subtitle C, they have really a neat way of doing it. Let me find the exact words here. But they have it where the employer is actually taking out the money. They go through the employer to do this. And that's how they get this. I got to find the exact words here, see if I can find them exact words here. But it's the employer elects to have you withhold. I'll see if I can find it here in just a minute while we're on break.
we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, well, we're back here, and this is entitled 263402. Voluntary withholding. Authority for voluntary withholding. The secretary is authorized by regulation from remuneration for services performed by an employee for the employee's employer without regard to whether it constitutes wages or not. Isn't that just amazing? So, it can be anything it wants to be. It's remuneration. So, how do they do that? Well, these guys are patting each other's butt. The feds say, thank you, states, for taking out the money and forwarding it to us through the employers. And it's called what? What is it called? Let's see. Let's go back up here and see what the... This is a little... They're getting the employers to do the game for us. And it's the election of the employer. So we talk, we convince the employers, which is a statutory creation under the Social Security Act. There is a common law employer and there's a statutory employer. Of course, the statutory employer goes back to 6631 for the definition of which ties into employers. These guys like to tie stuff. They like to have it over here, and then it goes over here, ties to over here, And then and unless you have done this for a little while anyway, it takes a little experience to get this nonsense. But in 6631, it says, levy shall made upon the accrued salary and wages of any officer, employee, elected official of the United States, the District of Columbia. Anytime you tie in the federales and you tie in the District of Columbia, you know you're outside of the several states. You're in the citizen of the United States. Or any agency or instrumentality of the United States by serving a notice of levy on the employer as defined in Title 26, 3401. 3401, 2, 3, 4, and 5, all tied in for of such officer, employee, or elected official. They do not want to go there. But you see, people have been fighting this. But we didn't understand the battle or the war. We knew, a lot of people, it's been known for a long time, that it's they've got this part out there. That's for the federal, for the government folks, for the employer in Subtitle C. So they can go out and do levies and all this stuff for all the federale folks. Coming out of 6631, going to the definition of employer in 3401, they neglected to tell us that, oh, by the way, over here in 3402, by the election of the employer, if the employee volunteers into this world. I don't remember seeing that really given when notice when I went to work at Public Service Company, Colorado, in 1960, because I did not want to volunteer. And the guy said, you got two choices. You either volunteer or go look for work someplace else. So I signed up the W-4. There is a place in there to mark exempt. And we're modifying those, putting them in to set these bastards up. But we got something else that's missing. The people have been fighting this stuff for a long time. You go into Title 26 and you're not going to beat them just with Title 26. Can't be done. Because that's not what's going on. They have brainwashed and make it so that the, quote, employers are going to hand you a W-4. I want to be an employee. I am volunteering to have money taken out so I can file a return, which means I did something. You can't ask for a return if there's not something preceding it. Can you? You can't ask for your car back if you loaned it to somebody or something returned unless you gave it to him or let him borrow it. Wonder why they call it a return. God, this stuff is when you start to see how the scam of the thing. So I volunteered because I worked for an employer and he is scared spitless of the IRS. Back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay. I want to give a brief overview of one side of the thing, of Title 26, and then give the other side. Because this is hard to, if you haven't done this for a while. There are 5 subtitles of types of taxes in Title 26. The individual income tax is what most people think they're tied into. That's individual. C, B is gifts, estate. C is wages for employers. And then E, or D is excise. And of course, E is ATF nonsense. But how do we make it really simple so that you can get the concept down that it's not me, Mama? Well, you have to go, they always have to use taxable year somewhere, the states and the feds. There's no way they can get around it. It's always there. So the states sometimes try to use tax year, but then it'll tie into taxable year. So taxable year is the place to start. And how can we use that against them? For who actually is supposed to be doing this stuff? Simply stated, what is a taxable year? Well, that's amazing. I have got around here and I have erased part of the taxable year. Isn't that amazing? Well, let me go back into Westlaw here. I've erased it somehow. I do that every once in a while when I'm highlighting something. I'll get around and do that. But let me just grab here real quick. You always start with taxable year. That's where you want to start. 26 USC 7701 Westlaw. And amazingly how quick you can get this stuff if you got Westlaw. Of course, a lot of this is available on the internet too, of course. So now let's go down to what is taxable year, the term taxable year. So now what? We just start off. Term is the exclusive use because it uses the word means, and I've got a module. It's exclusive use. So the whole game in all of these courts, everything, any court you go into is using terms. What you think you know, you don't know. I guarantee you. They are using terms, common usage stuff, and you have no clue because these words have a whole new meaning, as crazy as dog means cat. It's that crazy. So you have no idea what's going on. It's a foreign language. The term taxable year means the calendar year, which we can ignore. That's the same definition. Comes back to blah, blah, blah. Upon the basis of which the taxable income is computed under subtitle A. Okay, then we done. What did we just establish? Taxable year in 7701, number 23, goes directly to its only subtitle A, individual income tax. So if it's anything to do with taxable year, which they have to use in all state and federal, it limits it strictly to subtitle A. So there's no subtitle B, there's no subtitle C, which we're going to get to in a minute. There's no D, no E. It's A. Okay, then the next question is, who can withhold with the authority under subtitle A? We started with taxable year, and it's limited strictly to subtitle A. So who can withhold legally under the law? Well, we just got to go up to 7701A16. The term withholding agent in quotation marks means any person. And of course, persons, individual, corporation, blah, blah, blah. Required. Oh, that's a nice word. Required to deduct and withhold any tax. That's pretty good. You think they left anything out? No. Under the provisions of what? There's only four provisions. And they're all subtitle A. Okay, so now we went from subtitle A out of taxable year to who has the authority to withhold any tax. So as soon as we get through this, we're done. 1441, non-resident alien. That's 26, by the way. These are all title 26. 1442, foreign corporations. 1443, foreign organizations. 1461 says, if you are doing it, Bubba, under taxable year, this is the whole harmless clause, you can be sued. But we got another problem. You see, if you signed up with a voluntary side of this whole nonsense with a W-4, you can't use the whole harmless clause. I volunteered for it. Did they tell you that? By the way, the employer says, if y'all want to get around and get what's called remuneration, you got to volunteer to work for me. Because you see, I have been hoodwinked and I am scared spitless of the Internal Revenue criminals. And where might I find some of that? The evidence of the state income tax nonsense. Where would I go look for this stuff? Where can I see where it says voluntary? Well, one of the places to go look, let me go look here and see. Let me bring it up here, is under 5 U.S.C. 5517. 5 U.S.C. 5517. Now, of course, this is under the employees of the government. Now, what the hell am I doing under, why would I go look under the employees of the federales? It says, when a state statute provides a collection of a tax either by imposing on employers Generally, the duty, see, this is a really a firm legal word, the duty of withholding sums from the pay of employees and making returns of the sums to the state, or by granting to employers generally the authority to withhold sums from the pay of employees if any employee voluntarily elects to have such sums withheld. I'll be damn. I did not see that coming. I go to work for public service for Colorado, and they had a state income tax then. I'm volunteering. I didn't know that. They didn't tell me that. They didn't know it either. I'm volunteering. Ain't that just dang special? So anyway, I thought, and then of course you go down to, you always go look to the depth. For the purpose of this section, state means a state. Territory, possession, or commonwealth of the United States. Well, guess what? Anytime a state is tied into a territory, possession, you have stepped out of the several states because the several states are unique. The federales in the several states have limited jurisdiction. Anytime you step out of the several states and you tie in the District of Corruption or Columbia, territory, or possession, you just entered the matrix. Or you fell down the rabbit hole, however you want to look at it. You think they don't know what several states means? Of course they do. So, I thought, well, it would be interesting. Let's go look at the, when did this happen? Well, down at the bottom here, and I, by the way, I've traced this back clear into the 40s, but let's go look at the 80 Stat 477, 1966. 1966, there's a lot of stuff going on, and I don't know why yet, but I got it filed away. I don't know why. There was a lot of UCC stuff, all kinds of things going on in 1966. So I went and looked into the legislative history. I don't have the congressional record for 1966. They give you little snippets of this, but there's more of it than that you get out of the GAO, out of Westlaw. So I went and looked at the, to see what it said. I wanted to see what they talk about. And in this thing where they're doing the thing, it's a withholding of state and district income taxes of military personnel at C-77-1207. And 5516 and 5517 of Title V. The Secretary of the Treasury is required to enter into agreements with states which request it to withhold state income tax from federal employees. Now, wait a minute here. Let's see. The federales are working in the state of Minnesota. Let's just take that. That's a good state that we're playing with right now, or North Carolina. And the Secretary of the Treasury has got to enter into agreements with the states to withhold state income tax from federal employees. Well, they're state residents. They're United States, citizens of the United States, I think, under the 14th, and they're a resident. Entered into agreements. Isn't that just freaking damn special? In June 1974, the National Association of Tax Administrators unanimously decided to advise the federal government of the state's desire for withholding state income taxes from the military pay. In general, the GAO reported on the questions for Congress, a case for providing a pay-as-you-go privileges of military personnel for state income taxes, and pointed out that the basis of the limited study of compliance with state income tax of military personnel in the Washington metropolitan area covering the income taxes for all three jurisdictions and compliance with these income taxes by legal residents of jurisdictions was inadequate. Oh, my God. Heaven forbid. Laws which permit these taxes to be withheld from federal civilian pay prohibit such withholding on military pay. See, they covered it up with military pay. The report indicated that even under the arrangement whereby the military reports pay information for military personnel to the states, compliance is poor and information is not adequate. There is no question that the present system of withholding state and local taxes from pay of federal civilian employees has proven to be beneficial to the employee. Oh, I bet so. And to the states. Oh, you better believe that. And local municipalities. This system makes it easier for individuals to meet their tax obligation. How the hell do you have an obligation if it's voluntary? Boy, I love these guys, the way they put this. And it also facilitates the receipt of revenues that appropriately belong to the affected states. We believe similar benefits would be forthcoming if such a withholding system was applied to military pay, and that the federal government should provide whatever assistance is necessary to assure that such system is developed and implemented. Well, isn't that just dang special? Amazing. Now, these guys are plotting together and admitting we're going to be volunteering because it does help the states. You think? This act amends 5516 and 5517 of Title V. This is under employees. To eliminate the prohibition against the Secretary of Treasury entering into agreements with states and the District of Columbia. So anytime you got the District of Columbia, you know you're done. Doesn't say several states. To withhold state income taxes from members of the armed forces. Thus, the Secretary of Treasury will be required to enter into agreements to withhold state and district income taxes from members of the armed forces when the states or the district request it. Such withholding from military personnel who are liable. So if you're working for the federales, they're going to screw you. The purpose of this requirement, that the burden of the federal government be no greater than imposed on private employers, is to prevent discrimination against the United States as to employers by the states. We would not want to get around and be discriminating against the private employers or the federales. We're going to screw you both. This provision has no effect on the federal revenues, but is expected to improve the effectiveness of individual tax collection by the states and the District of Columbia. You think? The Secretary of Treasury is required to enter into agreements with states and cities to withhold state and city income taxes from the compensation. Now, see, there's the word. Compensation. That's a nice word. They don't want to use the individual income tax. This act extends to the provision of prior law requiring the Treasury to enter into agreements with states, the District of Columbia, and cities to withhold income taxes from federal employees. Well, what did they just say? This act extends the provision of under prior law. This is what I'm looking for. Haven't got there yet, but I'm working it back. Requiring the Treasury to enter into agreements with state, the District of Columbia, and cities to withhold income taxes from federal employees to members of the National Guard, Ready Reserve, when they are paid performing acts for training. Oh, you betcha. Well, we're going to get there. The Secretary of the Treasury is required to enter an agreement with a state to withhold state income tax from federal employees in the state only if withholding state income tax is generally required of employees. So if the employees don't have it, we can't do it. The Secretary cannot enter into agreements in states where the withholding is voluntary. Really? They just said it's voluntary. For the employees, we just read it under 5517. So they can't enter into agreement. Well, of course, we don't. We'll just ignore that part. Reason for the change. This is their legislative history. See, they explain how they're screwing us. The prohibition against the Secretary of Treasury entering into withholding agreements with states unless the requirement is imposed generally was designed to prevent states from imposing more stringent requirements on the federal government than they're imposed on other employers who operated in the state. If withholding is voluntary, in the case of both private employers and the federal government, no discrimination between them exists, and Congress sees no reason to prohibit the federal government from withholding state income tax from employees. Do you get that one? If withholding is voluntary, In the case of both private employers and the federal government, no discrimination between them exists, and Congress sees no reason to prohibit the federal government from withholding state income taxes from its employees. So we're going to screw both sides, con them both, and put them in jail, take their property, and force them, if you want to work, to sign up. There it is. I want to get back to this is when they went after the military and all these other guys said, this act requires the Secretary of Treasury to enter into agreements with states to withhold state income taxes from federal employees where the state of such withholding is voluntary. Back in a minute.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
In the movies and the paper and the TV news, somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Armies in the cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
I was trying to get that song in at the top, and we got played it a little early there. We got mixed up there, but that's fine. We got it in, so we won't wait at the top. We are going by the book. That's our world is the devil and his demons. These people that are possessed, or they're just pure evil, or just coming out of the woodwork. I mean, it's just the NFL, or the CNN, the Hollywood. It's just amazing. And the politicians up in D.C., these pedophiles and all these other ones. It's just absolutely amazing. So let's see here. We had a caller here. Let me go back and see who that was. Chris in Las Vegas, you got a question or comment? Hello, Chris.
I'm here. Have you got me or not?
Yeah, there we go. Now I can hear you. Go ahead. Shoot.
Okay. On Dave Gladden's case, on his so-called mental health questions relative to his flight competency, the DSM-5 in itself should be void for doctrine of vagary, because all the terms in there are equivocatory. They're all subjective and interpretive. They have no definitive meaning whatsoever. And the fiduciary interest of the evaluator is obviously very conflicted, and giving very dangerous inflections of his assessment. Further, under Federal Rule of Evidence number 702 on qualification of an expert witness, under what's termed the Daubert analysis from GE versus Merrill Dow Pharmaceuticals, three-prong test for qualification of an expert witness, replacing the former Frye test, for observability, measurability, and repeatability. And in order to be considered evidentiary in the federal courts, it must meet all three prongs of that test. And absent that, it becomes mere hearsay. In fact,
okay, and what? I'm sorry, what is the site of the case? I'm not familiar with that case. What's the case site? Do you know how to do case sites?
I'd have to pull it up for you, but it's GE versus Merrill Dow Pharmaceutical is the case.
Oh, yeah, I know, but the case site is the one I need.
I apologize. I called rather extemporaneously and didn't have that pulled up.
Okay, well, if you don't, well, then you can get around and call back and give it to off the air here, and then we'll get it. Okay, go ahead.